Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
SoundCloud rappers are the most hated type of artist in the music industry. Yeah, there may have been some to eclipse the nickname and make it big in the industry, but the negative feeling attached to the word SoundCloud rapper is still there. And I mean, with all the face tats, crazy lyrics, and ridiculous personas, they kind of deserve it. However, over the years, there have been a number of SoundCloud rappers who have become insanely huge. Some fell off, and others went on to do well. But today, each one of them is in a different position in life, and that's what we're going to talk about. And this is SoundCloud rappers. Where are they now? The first rapper on this list is someone who is practically synonymous with the term SoundCloud rapper, and who, if I didn't mention, this video would feel weird, is none other than Lil Pump, the face of SoundCloud rap. But of course, before we talk about where he is now, we have to talk about his career, and some of the controversies that foreshadowed where he ended up. Back in 2017, Lil Pump was one of the most hated figures in rap. After he skyrocketed to fame when his song Gucci Gang blew up, Pump became a household name, and it became normal for him to act stupid and pull internet stunts to promote his music. However, this didn't last as a great marketing strategy for long, because after a bit of dilly-dallying, Pump decided to diss J. Cole. Not only did it work, it got a ton of attention, so Pump decided to take it one step further and preview a song called F. J. Cole. Even though the song never dropped officially, it made headlines because, remember, Lil Pump, at the time, was the face of SoundCloud. To fans of his from the younger generation, it was just a troll. And when looking back, really just another silly marketing stunt. However, for traditional hip-hop fans, it was much more. It was a sign that the traditional values of hip-hop didn't matter because no one would ever disrespect someone older than them, the way Lil Pump did before. The newer generation didn't care for the rules and had no appreciation for it. Furthermore, Pump also took to Twitter to explain he was better than J. Cole, saying, "Bitch, I'm better than J. Cole, f*** all that lyrical shit." But J. Cole wasn't going to take that type of disrespect, and after waiting an entire year, he finally responded when he dropped his album K.O.D. on the last track, 1985. 1985 sounded an alarm for all up-and-coming trendy rappers about how if they didn't wake up, they would fall off, including Pump. In it, Cole spoke about everything from how they should manage their money, the weird way they looked, and how their music would not last the test of time. When it first dropped, fans and the rappers he dissed called him a grumpy old man, but looking back, he predicted the future with incredible accuracy. Cole began the diss on Pump, or advice track, I should say, by saying, "Man, they ain't even old enough to drive. I heard one of them diss me, I was surprised." Meaning he felt hypocritical telling little teenagers how to act, as Lil Pump was only 16 when he received the diss by J. Cole. But J. Cole was still surprised. However, this type of behavior from Pump and his peers was nothing new. All Cole had to do was take a quick trip to Pump's Instagram or any of his other socials where he would act like this all the time.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
And post funny videos disrespecting Cole.
Y'all mad at J. Cole.
On top of that, at the time, Pump had a massive ego.
This right here is $65,000. My jeans are $1,000. My shoe, $1,300. My belt, this right here, $500. So I think I could talk.
He was constantly flexing and had no respect for anyone, even rappers like Eminem.
Hey, fuck Eminem. You as lame as hell. Ain't nobody listening to your old ass. You lame as fuck.
So Cole shot back later in the song, telling Pump to stop riding trends. I heard your music and I know that rap's changed. A bunch of folks would say that's a bad thing, because everything's commercial and it's pop now. Trap drums is the shit that's hot now. And it would turn out to become true. After Gucci Gang, Pump couldn't get a hit to stick. Eshkedit, Butterfly Doors, Be Like Me, even his album, Harvard Dropout, could never stay or make presence on the charts. Then, Cole tried to warn Pump that his popularity and more importantly money would not last forever. I know you think this type of revenue is never ending, but I want to take a minute just to tell you that ain't true. One day, them kids that's listening gonna grow up and get too old for that shit that made you blow up. Now your show's looking light because they don't show up, which unfortunately means the money slow up. Would these lines come true? I guess we'll find out later. But Cole didn't stop there. He thought he'd look one step further and predicted they would try and get hot again, and gave them one final piece of advice. I'm just telling you what's probably going to happen when you're rapping about the type of shit you're rapping about. It's a faster route to the bottom. I wish you good luck. I'm hoping for your sake that you ain't as dumb as you look. This was a big deal at the time, and everyone in rap was talking about it. Anthony Fantano actually made a video called Will Lil Pump Take J. Cole's Advice?
Categorizing as a diss track, even though it's not really a diss track, it's more of a advice track toward people like Lil Pump and basically this new wave of trap or mumble or SoundCloud rappers, whatever you want to call them. Basically telling them how they may make more money, see longevity in the industry. It's a little patronizing, as I said in my review, but still, I feel like what Cole said on that track made sense. I feel like what Cole was saying on that track was overall good advice, and it didn't come across to me that, sure, he was looking down on them a little bit, but it didn't seem to me that he hated them or thought they were terrible, or at least didn't, in his own way, try to understand where they were coming from or why they would be making such music or feel such a way. I mean, they're young, they're impressionable, and they just kind of want to do whatever they want to do.
He spoke about the bling era and how certain artists fell under that wing of that era, and how this cycle was doomed to repeat again with Lil Pump. However, at the time, Lil Pump was a massive artist, and so was his ego. At first, Pump tried to play the victim and said,
"Wow, you get so much props. You diss a 17-year-old. Lame ass."
Later,
get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
He explained he didn't care at all. He was just having fun.
Shit, I ain't worried about none of you old heads. I ain't with none of that lyrical shit. I just be having fun with what I do.
So it was clear Lil Pump completely missed the message, because J. Cole didn't even really diss Pump's style, but more so the strategy Pump was using and the way he was carrying himself. Young people who get some success are usually dumb, cocky, and develop an ego because of how much success they achieve at a young age, but they're usually not this immature. Lil Pump was very immature for his age. It was like if you gave a kid $30 million, fame, and a bunch of substances. And I mean, that's really what happened. In May of 2018, at Rolling Loud, Lil Pump danced while J. Cole was performing 1985, mocking the performance. But the moment things moved from the internet to real life, Pump changed his entire demeanor. That day at Rolling Loud, Cole came up to Pump and spoke with him, and they had a conversation. In fact, the conversation was so good that Cole decided that he'd like to record a sit-down between him and Pump. So 1 month later, they had an hour-long sit-down with J. Cole posted to YouTube. The interview was a really cool moment for rap as well. It was J. Cole understanding he couldn't stop the movement of kids and the new type of rap that was coming out, but still trying to guide Pump as a big brother.
It's Lil Pump and J. Cole talking very candidly about everything. Yeah, so Cole ain't... So clearly, Cole is probably trying to get a better understanding of him. Why are you rapping about certain things like that? What's your family life like, right? What have you been through? So I just like the open conversation between generations.
To put it simply, in the interview, Pump looks and sounds like he's in the principal's office, and J. Cole is like the teacher telling Pump that he could be great if he truly applied himself. At first, Cole gave Pump his props for being a marketing genius for his time.
When I watched your videos, when I first started seeing your videos, I was like, I'm buying into the image. I'm like, yo, this little is crazy. Like, he don't give a f-. But as I started watching more of the videos, I was like, yo, this kid is smart. You know what I mean? I wasn't sure, but I was like, yo, this kid is smart. You know what I mean? Like, the more I looked into the videos, I'm like, yo, he knows more than what people might think he does, you know what I mean, or that his image portrays. So I was like, yo, he really like, you said, and he's smart, you know what I mean?
And Cole broke down how the whole F Cole trend was started by Pump and found out if it came from his fans.
Where was you at when you, I guess, came up with the fuck J. Cole shit?
I was sitting like in a room one day and I seen that shit in my, like in my comments, people were like, fuck J. Cole, fuck J. Cole.
During the interview, Pump revealed he never even realized why they were saying it all the way to the point in the interview.
Did you know why they were saying that? Like, was you so in tune with what was happening that you knew like why they were saying that?
Down.
You still don't know why they're saying it.
I mean, but now I kind of get it, cause like we make different type of music, so people like, I don't know, you know, they'll feel some type of way, like, oh, fuck this, fuck that.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
I don't know, bro. People just like doing that shit.
However, it was pretty obvious it was due to their different styles of music, and Pump even said he liked Cole's music.
I f*** with your shit hard, huh?
This was a common theme in the interview. Cole made it clear nothing Pump did could faze him. He just made direct eye contact, sat him down, and unironically sunned him. Pump was just speechless.
I realized that in time.
Right, it was all trolling and shit.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, it worked. Once you seen it started picking up, you had to be like, oh yeah, I'm about to run with this. Like,
I know, like, this shit's gonna go. I'm kept it going.
Did you even think it would get to the point of like, of even this, where it's like, or where we would have a conversation? Like,
never. You either.
Hell nah, no way. Nah, no way.
That's just crazy.
But I felt like this was the this or something like this was like the best way to like to do something, because it's like it's really a I feel like it's a divide right now, like a cultural divide. It's like a new wave of kids who like love this type of shit, you know what I mean? They young, they predominantly white, you know what I mean? Like, and they love this style of music. Then you got people that love this style of music of hip hop, and it's like, they can't understand. And by the way, I was one of them.
Overall, the interview was just a manifestation of the divide in rap. The traditional hip-hop fans who weren't going to accept the new generation, and the new generation who couldn't care less. So after a diss track, a diss back, some social media videos, and an hour-long interview, the beef was squashed.
There's all this alleged beef thing happening right now with you and J. Cole. Is that all over with? It seems like there's like a truce if there ever was a beef. Is there a beef?
I think so. I don't know. No? I don't know what's really going on. I don't know.
You know what's going on. TMZ talked to you the other day.
Oh, they did.
They did.
Yeah. I don't know.
And you're like, shout out to J. Cole.
Yeah, shout out to J. Cole. Yeah. Get at.
Everything's fine.
I mean, I don't know, man. Y'all got to ask J. Cole what's going on, you know?
All right, you got his number?
No.
Diplo text you, but you don't got J. Cole's number?
Nah, man. All right. You know, we going through some. I don't know.
No, you're not. Everything's good.
We good. We in good terms.
And Cole reciprocated the love. At a concert, J. Cole fans began chanting.
Don't do that.
But J. Cole told him to stop. So after that, you'd think Pump would learn something, right? Nope. Despite all the advice, Pump didn't change and started making songs with just about anyone. But to his...
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
Credit, Pump did accomplish some of the stuff that Cole said he wouldn't. In 1985, Cole said, "Come here, little man, let me talk with you. See if I can paint you the larger picture. Congrats, cause you made it out your mama house. I hope you make enough to buy your mama house." Lil Pump did buy his mama house and move his entire family out the hood, and his own $5 million house.
So, listen up, everybody. I just woke up the other day. I got bored, so you know what I did? I went and dropped $4.5 million on the house. You know why? Cause scat. That's why. And I hear all you little stupid ass talking about, "You gonna go broke. You gonna go broke." I'ma go broke. That's why I just went and dropped 4.5 on the crib. I'm about to go buy another Wraith. I'm about to go buy 5 more bus downs. I'm about to go buy everything.
Cole also told Pump to never stop touring, and Pump never did. Lil Pump still has a huge global fan base, and he still plays festivals in huge cities all over the world, which is definitely where most of his money is coming from today, exclusively internationally. But that's only because he's forced to. And today, Pump is in denial that he's fallen off. In an interview, he was asked if J. Cole's prediction was right, and he said,
"Do you feel like he predicted kind of like what ended up happening with your rap career?"
Nope.
No.
Because I'm still here.
And said nothing Cole said was correct. A crazy cope.
You don't think he predicted anything?
I don't think he predicted
No. That's fair.
Pump also said,
"I'm still here."
You're still here. 100%.
Pump got so mad after the interview said that he actually leaked their number. But he has shown some signs of maturity.
"I'm not doing So you might see me on the internet as an ignorant but I'm just a chill guy who likes to have fun and enjoy life."
Even saying today, Pump has a lot of respect for Cole.
"I don't have no hate against him. I got respect for him. Yeah, I was just trolling at the time."
And he's even trying to better his health. But Pump never got over the Russ beef. Even at the age of 22, Lil Pump was still dissing Russ. After Russ canceled his entire tour due to mental health issues, Pump dissed him.
"You think you got mental health issues? I'm from Bay County, bitch. I was born with mental health issues. How about you deal with it and stop being a
I was born with mental health issues. That's the realest thing Pump has ever said.
"And you know damn well who I'm talking to, boy. Your ass has canceled a whole Europe tour, bitch. Stop f***ing canceling shit. Hop on that f***ing plane and go do your shows, you f***."
And in 2024, Lil Pump is still stuck trying to do marketing gimmicks, except nobody pays attention, he's pretty irrelevant, and his career has been on a steady decline. The next SoundCloud rapper on this list is none other than Smoke Perp. And yes, I do have a video that has this exact same info, but I just couldn't talk about Lil Pump without Smoke Perp as well. And of course, to tell you where he is today, you have to know where he was. Back in 2017 and 18, Smoke Perp was making massive waves on SoundCloud, dropping hits like Audi and
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
After he dropped his successful debut album, Dead Star, it became very clear that he had potential. Not only that, but Perp would be recognized by A-list artists like Travis Scott, who signed him to his label Cactus Jack, with Perp even repping a chain. However, while accomplishing all of those things, Smoke Perp was slowly declining in musical quality, and his teenage fans began outgrowing his music. And it happened fast, so since it was clear Perp was losing popularity, he had to bounce back. So on April 12th, 2019, as promotion for his next album, Dead Star 2, Perp flew out to London to do a couple-hour-long interview on the popular hip-hop radio show hosted by Tim Westwood. But little did he know that instead of boosting his career, he was about to start a chain of events that would do the exact opposite. The interview was very awkward, but the real embarrassment was the freestyle. Whilst Perp was on the show, they had him freestyle, and what Smoke Perp gave them turned out to be one of the worst freestyles of all time. Previously, Juice WRLD had done a freestyle on the same show, so Smoke Perp tried to challenge him, and this ego would really bite him in the back.
Juice WRLD, I just tied you. I just tied you for the 1 hour freestyle.
The interview played him the beat for Kodak Black CZ and some XXXTentacion beats, among many more, and I can't play due to copyright, but it was horrible. One of the worst things I've ever seen. Afterward, he asked the interviewer what he thought, and it went viral for how bad it was. He was getting clowned on by everyone, YouTubers, bloggers, people on Twitter, and the comments on the video on YouTube were turned off. Smoke Perp tried to top Juice WRLD and failed miserably. The lyrics were awful, the flow was horrible, and he just couldn't hold his own. He also did a horrible freestyle on the XXXTentacion Moonlight beat. He was just moaning all over the beat. He rapped about his genitals and moaned like crazy. Long story short, the freestyle was so bad that Smoke Perp turned into a meme for like a week and seriously stained his reputation. Adam22 actually spoke on the situation and explained Perp's team was at fault, because no one in their right mind would give the green light for something like that.
Doesn't have a manager or his team around him or anything, really? Because if you had anyone on your team, you're going to have to tell them to scrap that, right? Like anybody who's speaking in your best interest.
And although during the interview, Perp said he would give Juice WRLD a run for his money, afterward, he started complaining and lied that he didn't want to freestyle, saying,
"Realize Moonlight wasn't even the only XB he gave me. He made me freestyle on Sad too. You know what I'm saying? I did not want to do that."
But what's funny is he still tried to play it off later on by dancing to that same freestyle. It didn't work.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to freestyle on that beat. All the other ones, cool. I was cool with freestyling, even though I didn't want to freestyle.
And finally tried to gaslight everyone, claiming they were dumb for thinking he was being serious.
And I was fucking around, bro. I was just fucking around type shit. Like, if you think that shit was serious, you're an idiot.
He actually tried to defend himself for years and play it off because of how much he got clowned on.
I personally...
Man, did that shit even seem serious? I think he was acting like I was dead serious on that shit, man. Like,
but it only got worse.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
And today, even Perp jokes about it. And I'm not gonna lie, I didn't think it would stick this long. But I guess it's just one of those things that fans refuse to let go. However, at the time, Perp still had time to turn things around. Plenty of time. So after the embarrassing moment, Perp had the opportunity to turn it all around with his upcoming album, Dead Star 2. Dead Star was Smoke Perp's breakout album. And by that, I mean the only one that sold remotely well. As Perp was scorching hot after dropping Audi, his hit single. And like I said earlier, it had a Travis Scott feature. So Dead Star 2 was the perfect project to be his quote-unquote comeback project. And Perp knew this. So he gave it his all. Gearing up for the album drop, he spent $2 million of his label's money, wrote 800 songs, and got features from Trippie Redd, Denzel Curry, Lil Skies, Ty Dolla $ign, and Moneybagg Yo. Furthermore, he had to record Dead Star 2 six times because of how many songs leaked, and the amount of periods as well. The album was actually pretty good, but unfortunately, it failed to have a single hit and gain support from fans. So in the end, Dead Star 2 only peaked at number 137 on the Billboard 200, which, considering what went into it, was a massive flop. There was one song that could have been a hit though, a song called No Problem featuring Kanye West. But due to Kanye's beliefs at the time and rebrand to Christianity, he requested it to be taken off, and it was.
Pretty much just told me like, yo, he's not really cursing this shit. He really doesn't even perform his old songs no more. Like, he does like Jesus Walks.
Yeah.
And then like, if he does perform his old songs, he changed the lyrics.
The song later leaked and it turned out to be really good. And looking back, it could have been the hit that revived Perp's career, since he still had hype and fans waiting for him. After the flop, Perp's feelings got hurt so bad after fans began telling him that he fell off, that he decided to go on an Instagram live defending himself, stating,
I done made 30 million. I don't even gotta put on music, bro. I done made millions. I do this. I make music because I love it. To be honest, I make music because I love it, but I don't gotta make music.
And made the excuse,
do it because I know I still have fans and I love making music. But to be honest, I don't need to make music, bro.
And because of all that, he didn't have to try anymore.
Don't forget, I wrote Kanye's biggest song. I love it. I made $26 million in 3 months off of that song. So.
But despite the fake claims by Perp that he didn't have to try anymore, he was still very much trying to make a comeback. I mean, who wouldn't be? Following the Dead Star 2 flop, Perp had one last shot to revive his career. An album named Florida Jit, executive produced by the famous producer Ronnie J, that had supposedly had Perp go back to his SoundCloud and Florida roots. Perp spent months working on the album and once again brought an army of features for his album, from his best friend Lil Pump, Young Nudie, Denzel Curry, Jack Harlow, and Rick Ross. And in an interview, he was even honest about the claims that he had fallen off. He said, look out, and claimed that after he dropped his album, he would be back like he never left. They usually say I've fallen off when I go like a month or two without dropping a...
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
Song, and then I drop a song and it goes crazy. I'm in the news the first day like, he's back, and it's like, well, I was never gone. I don't really agree with that, but it's safe to say the expectations were set, not by fans, but by Perp, who made this a now self-proclaimed comeback project. And he said one last time, first they said I'm falling off, he began. Then there's new excuses that we want the old Perp. I made the whole Florida Jit like old Mosh Pit Perp. And now those same people are acting like they've been new I was about to turn up like this. I'm streaming crazy and my music is going up more than ever. Sadly, he was not going up more than ever. He was going down more than ever. The album was alright, but extremely repetitive, with the same flow and same beat. Perp hyped up Florida Jit like it was some crazy, once-in-a-lifetime album, but every song sounded the same. The album didn't even sell 5,000 units. It sold a whopping 500. He was immediately clowned on once again by the same YouTubers and bloggers, and this time, it was even worse. He was welcomed back to the underground. It was a horrible look for him. A defeated Perp wasn't even able to look himself in the mirror and face the music. Instead of taking it on the chin, he lied and wrote, the real first week sales for Florida Jit. For all the haters saying I sold 5k, I sold 20k and 5k physical copies. But the facts were on the internet, and Florida Jit became his first project to not chart on the Billboard 200. And later, it turned out it really did sell 500 copies, which is a crazy drop off. After the abysmal numbers, it was rumored that his label forced him to dye his hair rainbow and turn himself into a 6ix9ine clone. By the end of 2022, it had become evident that the fall off reaper for rappers had come to collect, and Perp, a rapper who had once sold out shows with some of the most hyped crowds ever, couldn't even get 10 fans to show up to a show. In Perp's show in Pontiac, Michigan, a venue with a capacity of 250 people had at most 10 people in the crowd. Later on in his show in Boston, Massachusetts, Perp came 3 hours late performed three songs, though for about 10 minutes, and out of nowhere, threw the mic and scammed some of them for the meet and greet. The following show at Cleveland, the sales were just as low, and he didn't even show up and refused to refund fans. It got so bad.
I don't give a f- what the internet says, but we show everyone love and we pay respect to every person that walked across this stage once before and made this fucking cart what it is today. You hear me? Yes, sir. Let's go.
That in a Lyrical Lemonade show, Cole Bennett had to give a pep talk before Perp came out, stopping fans from booing Perp while he performed. And by that point, it was clear Smoke Perp's career was over, and since then, it's been raps. More and more shows started popping up with abysmal ticket sales, 20 people, 7 people, and it got so bad at some point that a fan took to Reddit to make a PSA to warn others not to see Perp. Not like anyone was actually gonna go, but it was pretty funny. Apparently, Perp took 3.5 hours, told the crowd there's no rules for Lil Perp, played one song twice, an Uzi song, and dipped. The fan finally commented, "I've never seen a worse performance in my life." He was even exposed for stealing the flow and lyrics from an unreleased Juice WRLD song, Something to Prove, which leaked in early 2020, and Perp's Rockstar, which came out later that year, had stolen lyrics and a flow.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
Which is ironic, but just a couple years earlier, Perp was comparing himself to Juice WRLD in that interview where he freestyled, saying he would top him. So, I guess you could call that karma. In the following years, so as of recent, he's been exposed for blatantly ripping off Playboi Carti and Yeat on top of Juice WRLD, and even fans on his own subreddit have admitted he's fallen off. So that brings us to today, where Smoke Perp has faded into irrelevance, but Perp's falloff wasn't immediate. It was a snowball, and each one of these events just sped it up. Perp was actually one of the hardest SoundCloud rappers back in 2017, so it's tough seeing this, but at the end of the day, he just wasn't that talented, and made a series of bad decisions, so he really has himself to blame. But you see, this wasn't the first time Perp had embarrassed himself. In the past, the same thing had happened. Back in 2018, Smoke Perp decided to take on Russ, and it actually began with his best friend, Lil Pump. After the Cole beef, you'd think Pump would learn something right. Nope. Despite all the advice, Pump didn't change. And just as the J. Cole beef was over, the Fuck Russ movement began.
I was like, everybody saying Fuck Russ.
In June of 2018, Lil Pump took to Twitter and made the announcement, "Me and J. Cole cool now, so now it's Fuck Russ." Russ had originally made a series of tweets regarding substances and how rappers being role models to young kids should use their platform responsibly and not promote them. He said that he was on a mission, and this would be a pretty wholesome message if we're being honest, except for the fact that he tweeted it right after what happened to Lil Peep, who Smoke Perp was actually best friends with for a short period of time. And here's how it all went down. Smoke Perp quote tweeted Russ's cautionary tweets saying, "Shut the fuck up, you a bitch." Russ, well, he wasn't exactly pleased with the whole F Russ movement, as, I mean, who wouldn't? Imagine your name and F in front of you, you wouldn't be cool with it. And Smoke on the whole thing on The Breakfast Club talking about the trend.
It's a shame.
Why did Lil Pump say, "Me and J cool now, so fuck Russ"?
It's a trend, bro. That sentence is a trend.
He explained he never met or heard Pump or Perp before the trend, which is hilarious. Imagine you're just doing your thing and some SoundCloud rappers just make your life miserable. I mean, I'd be mad too.
Do you know Pump?
No, I've never met Pump.
So he just was really
cloud
chasing.
I've never met Pump, but that's what I'm saying.
And just said they were dumb kids.
So these are 17-year-old kids who, like, just post stuff on the internet. Like, you gotta understand, these are 15 to 18-year-old little kids on the internet who literally, like, you know, are just... They don't know anything.
He's a bum.
Well, just one song.
No, I'm not even talking about that. Oh. This is another one of these rappers who I've never met. Now, here's my thing, right? When we're all in the same league and the same thing, Nipsey said some real shit in the interview. He said, paraphrasing, but he basically said, like, you know, the media has people fucked up and people are doing goofy that they're going to have to pay for later on.
100%.
Right? So, this kid you're talking about is one of these rappers I've never met. Don't know anyone. Maybe I do know someone that knows you. Doesn't matter. But I never met you. I don't know you. And you're talking shit, right? You're joining in on the, like, "Oh, wait, we're all making fun of Russ."
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
Okay, cool. Here's my joke, too.
And I mean, he's not really wrong.
Rappers who just be saying, F us, whatever. That's what's up. When we see you on person, we're going to ask for clarification. And I'm going to f*** what time it is. You know what I'm saying?
Strong conversation. That's what I like.
And he also hinted that when he saw them in person, he would be pressing them. But to their credit, Russ was, at the time at least, known for being a bit of a, you know, not a nice person.
Russ, he just seems like such a... Everything about him so corny. It's just...
Well, you know what? The Russ does fall on that list of, like, people who their attitudes is... It negates their skill.
It's like, these are people who are too stupid to understand what a Russ clearly is.
But unlike Cole... Russ wasn't going to just try and give Pump and Perp some advice, especially Perp. He decided he would take matters into his own hands. And after the Russ situation got out of hand, Russ was asked about it once more in an interview.
Why did the young rappers critique you like Young Band and Smoke Perp and those guys?
You know what? It's a trend. It's a trend to say that. Those kids, those are clowns, bro.
And explained that he had caught Smoke Perp lacking at a festival.
Yeah, we've caught one of them at a festival. That motherfucker knows what time it is, bro.
Which one? Smoke Perp or Lil Ben?
I'm gonna tell you right now, if they respond, they know what time it is, bro.
And that if Perp didn't stop talking smack, he would release a video giving him a chronic case of the beats.
We got video too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so if they get slick at the mouth, you just put the video
I'll
out.
Leak the video, you getting your ass beat, so I suggest you tread carefully. You feel me?
The funniest part about this is that Russ only had a video of Smoke Perp getting the beats, but he also warned another rapper named Young Bands. Knowing Russ didn't have a video on him, Bands immediately responded by saying, you guessed it, fuck Russ. So Russ released the video of Perp getting the beats, and for a guy who was talking a lot of smack, it was really embarrassing, and Perp was a laughing stock. Right after the video was released, Perp took to social media to defend himself and wanted a 1v1 with Russ, not his goons.
We all know if me and Russ went heads up, I'll out of Russ. And y'all can set it up, real talk. Me and Russ go heads up, I'll out of Russ.
He said he was caught by surprise.
Like I said before, I go in the bathroom, I come out the bathroom, it's like seven dudes there, I ain't never seen them in my life.
And even though it was a 7v1, he stood his own ground.
Well, I didn't give a I fought all seven. I fought all of them. Feel me? I was with the fuck shit. I don't care. I came out the bathroom. They was there. I fought all of them.
But the video showed a different story. And from Pump's Instagram story days later, it was clear he had a black eye. So he tried to act tough, but it didn't work out that way. The next day, Perp was surrounded by security and Russ taunted him, saying,
are you done talking?
What's up?
Hey, Perp.
Perp just walked off in shame, speechless. So... he didn't really have the same energy he had in person that he had on Instagram Live, like many of the people on the internet. But you see, unlike Pump, Perp didn't just disrespect Russ's musicianship, he also disrespected his family. While they were beefing, Perp made Russ's sister as his profile picture.
Smoke Perp thing happened.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family. With a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
Because he put your sister up on the Twitter, and to me, that it's on site.
And his homie's sister?
Who feel like they could operate without consequences.
No, 100%, it's on site.
And like, you know, that issue is also, he put my homie's little girl daughter.
No, it's on site.
And the moment Perp did that, it was over. And he probably should have been prepared for whatever, as he really did take it way too far.
100%.
It wasn't just my sister. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, now my people have a problem.
No. That's not even, like, defendable. Like, I think, yo, my G, if you're going to operate like that, the internet becomes real.
Just,
like,
you got to be prepared for whatever the consequences come to.
Russ later explained that he would have been willing to peacefully squash it.
Like, I'm cool to squash it, but if not, you clearly know, like, we can take it there, too. But
and that Perp shouldn't have been mad the way Russ handled it, which I totally agree with.
Being like, stop pushing and shoving and prodding and poking, then being like, why are you reacting like that? Why are you leave me the fuck alone? Why are y'all poking at me? Chill
do you
the fuck
feel
out.
Like there's you know a such?
And Russ even dropped a diss track called Think Twice About the Situation, dissing Lil Pump and Smoke Perp. And after all of that, they did squash it.
Me and Perp got on the phone, though, the other day and squashed this.
But that was way in the past. And most people, believe it or not, had forgotten about that. The freestyle was fresh in their memory, and it just stuck for some reason. The final rapper on this list is none other than Lil Yachty. Back in 2016, Lil Yachty dropped One Night, and he went from a nobody in a college dorm to one of the hottest rappers in hip-hop, in unironically, One Night. And before we talk about where he's at currently, we have to talk about what led him to this point. Back in 2016, the perception of Lil Yachty was that he was extremely disrespectful towards traditional hip-hop and the OGs, making him very hated mostly by older and casual rap fans. But this wasn't a random assumption. These people didn't just have it out for Yachty. Yachty had actually done it to himself. You see, when Yachty was doing press in an interview, he straight up said,
"The reason they so mad is because they think that the young kids don't take this hip-hop thing serious."
I honestly don't.
He honestly doesn't.
And he doesn't.
It's called having fun.
I'm sorry.
You're just having fun, right?
Yeah.
That's it, and getting money. That's it. It's all money getting and fun.
It's just chilling.
So Lil Yachty, or any rapper in general, saying that they don't take rap seriously and that it was just for money was not a great look, especially as a new, younger rapper from the new generation. And if you compare it to any career, the response would be the same. Then Yachty didn't make things much better when he said he wasn't even a rapper in the same interview.
Right, and the reason they so mad is because they think that the young kids don't take this hip-hop thing serious.
I honestly don't.
He honestly doesn't.
And he doesn't.
It's called having fun.
I'm sorry.
You're just having fun, right?
Yeah.
That's it, and getting money. That's it. It's all money getting and fun.
It's just...
Remember, Hot 97 was a decades-long radio station that was well-known in the rap community, so the old heads took his words as a diss towards hip-hop, as a genre. But you see, this wasn't the 2000s. Rap was in for a big change, and Yachty was one of the best examples at the time. Because that year, Yachty was added to the 2016 XXL freshman list. In his XXL freestyle, Yachty tried to rap more.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
Or conservatively, and 2 weeks later, he even dropped a song titled For Hot 97 as a response to everything that had happened, really just a hate, for his appearance on the show. But Ebro, the host of Hot 97, took it as a diss and took some shots at Lil Yachty on Twitter, writing, "Lil Yachty and his team with these high school hashtag bars. Ha, love Lil Bro. Another Lil rapper caught feelings. High school bars. Ha 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 ha. Here we go again." Clearly, he felt some type of way about this diss. Yachty fired back and said, "Lol, I didn't catch feelings, it was just to show that I can rap. Cause me having fun with that freestyle, folks." But it wasn't totally one-sided, as eventually some old tweets got discovered as well of Yachty dissing the old gen as well. Back in 2011, Yachty was actually tweeting F J Cole. And what's funny is, this was before it was a trend to hate on J Cole. Here's some of the tweets, and Yachty actually responded to this, saying, "Back in the day, I was heavy on saying F J Cole. I don't know why. His music is so lyrical, let me clear this up. These tweets keep surfacing, I deleted them, but like they're still there. First of all, this is from 2011. I was in 10th grade, I think, or 9th grade. So he didn't really take accountability and just said he was young, which is kind of fair. Later that year, one of Yachty's friends said this, "Lil Yachty, the new Nas." Yachty responded with, "I don't want to be Nas. I want to be rich." And interactions like these would only annoy old heads even more, as they were much more value-centric compared to rappers like Yachty. And this was evident when Ebro took more shots at Yachty. The hashtag troll is a part of who these new rappers are. I wish hashtag bars and great music were too. Well, I wish you stopped using so many hashtags. I'm just joking. Come on, guys. Yachty responded with, God, I was waiting on you, Grandpa Ebro. How you doing? Take your meds and drink coffee this morning. And guys don't know how to expect change. They old and washed up. I said it. And this does apply to a lot of older rappers. However, it's still very disrespectful, as you should always respect your elders. And Yachty ended it by saying, actually, F Hot 97, I'm not finna explain myself to no guys dissing me. So you think after all of this, Yachty would just lay low on the traditional hip-hop hate? Nope. Because later, in an interview with Burberry Perry, Lil Yachty said the Notorious B.I.G. is overrated. And remember, Biggie is a certified legend in hip-hop. No one can deny it, whether you like his music or not. Later, Yachty said he couldn't name 5 Tupac or Biggie songs, and this made him even more hated. In fact, one of the most hated figures in rap at the time. But remember, Yachty wasn't just some fad or gimmick, or doing small internet numbers. All while this was happening, Yachty was blowing up. His song Broccoli just peaked at number 5 on Billboard. His other song, One Night, charted at number 49 on Billboard. But afterwards, Yachty did try to reconcile with the older hip-hop crowd and go on the Beats 1 radio show by Ebro and appeal to more classic hip-hop fans, who unfortunately were not impressed or even happy with it. In fact, classic rappers like J. Cole weren't either, who decided to throw shots at Yachty in one of his songs, where he said, bunch of words ain't saying shit. I hate these rappers, especially the amateur 8-week rappers, lil whatever, just another short bus rapper. At this point,
get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
Yachty must have realized he really messed up somewhere along the way, so he said,
I f*** with J. Cole, bro.
Say whatever you want to say.
I mean, I don't listen
to J. Cole. You don't listen to J. Cole, but you f*** with J. Cole.
But it was too late. The old heads were like sharks, who had already smelled Yachty's scent. Next old head to come for Yachty was the infamous Joe Budden, who spazzed out on Yachty after explaining he didn't know what type of deal he was in and implied he was ungrateful, which he had somewhat of a point, but when he got so angry, that's when things changed.
I want you to know whether you're in a 360 or not. I want you to appreciate the culture that changed your life and took you from college dorm room eating oodles and noodles.
And this was Yachty's response.
I want you, who's well-spoken and articulates himself well.
Chill.
The response was amazing because he really was just a dude having fun, something Budden couldn't fathom. And at the time, this was a huge moment in hip-hop. Once again, Yachty just playfully took the disrespect and dropped a smash hit, I Spy, which became a huge hit, peaking at number 4 on Billboard. And this just proved that the new generation loved him and didn't care about anything the old heads were mentioning. And after about a year, Yachty just showed no signs of stopping down. He got a huge Target sponsorship, a Nautica deal, and a Sprite ad. And in just 18 months, it was reported that Yachty made $13 million. God. But you see, just when Yachty would start to settle in the eyes of fans as someone who had become a real commercial hitter or heavy hitter in hip-hop, everything went wrong. That year in 2017, Yachty announced that he would be dropping his new album, Teenage Emotions. Remember, this was something that he had promoted heavily and said was going to be his best work ever. However, Teenage Emotions flopped, selling 46K first week, peaking at number 5. And for a guy so young with so much success, Yachty's ego really surprised me, because he had none. He explained he was devastated, saying, when I first released my Teenage Emotions album, I thought that was fire. Then the sales came back, and I did 44K first week, and I was devastated. So confused, I worked so hard. The album was pretty terrible though, if I'm being honest. And his music was just clearly not hitting, even among the younger fans. But hey, that was just one flop. Yachty could easily come back, right? And prove all the haters wrong? Well, he sort of did, because Lil Boat 2 sold 64K, yippee. However, it had an Avengers list of features, and the album was just alright. This was dangerous. The conversation that Yachty was falling off was soon starting to form, just like the disrespectful label was slapped onto him. If you remember, Yachty previously silenced everyone through his commercial success. Would he be able to do it again? Well, in the end of 2018, we'd find out when he dropped Nothing to Prove. It sold 40K. So, it was clear Yachty was digressing. He had to go back to the drawing board, or else his career would, to put it nicely, not be headed in a pleasant direction. When he finally came out, he was a new man. He was no longer the bubbly, naive, happy-go-lucky young rapper. Now, he had faced the industry for a couple of years, and it showed he had changed. But this, too, wasn't by accident. Yachty had some pretty tough experiences as a young rapper.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
Rapper in the music industry. One was what happened with him and his main producer slash best friend, Burberry Perry. When Lil Yachty first started gaining notoriety in 2015, Yachty and Perry were constantly seen together and collaborating. After all, one night, Lil Boat, or Lil Yachty's breakout song, was produced by Perry. And Perry described their friendship by saying,
We're literally always together. At all times. We shared a room when he took me in. He shared his room with me, shared his clothes with me.
But some fans attributed this to Yachty's projects where Perry had production and selling poorly and not being received well by mainstream fans, such as Teenage Emotions. But soon after, it was revealed, at least it seemed so, why the two had fell out. And to fans, it seemed sudden. In early 2018, March, a fan asked Yachty if he was still cool with his best friend, writing, "Are you and Perry still cool?" He responded, "Good question. It's whatever, we don't talk." This was huge, as they were once best friends, and it was clear something had to have happened if they had fallen out. But this wasn't the worst of what Yachty would face during those years, because Yachty had also assembled a rap group called the Sailing Team that he wanted to bring up with him. However, after trying his hardest, Yachty just couldn't make the team work, and eventually they had to disband. This must have been horrible for him, and he explained why he had to do so in an interview. Yachty spoke about how the group just didn't have the same vision as him, work ethic, and were ungrateful for how much Yachty spent on them. He even revealed how much money he spent on them before throwing in the towel. Damn, $1 million? He really did as much as he could for them. But Perry and the rest of the Sailing Team weren't taking advantage of the platform and resources Yachty was providing and investing into them. And then one day, he had to swallow the tough pill that, so he just said, hold up. But looking back, he just wanted the best for them all, specifically Perry. He even said he wanted the best for Perry. So, after all these experiences, what did he do? Well, Yachty realized after all of these falls, he had to do something different, and that's what brings us to today. Yachty began by deciding he would be taking a more backseat role in the industry as a writer, curator, and tastemaker in hip-hop. Quite ironic if you remember the beginning of the segment. For example, Yachty wrote the smash hit by the female rap group, City Girls, peaking at number 26 on Billboard. He did try reviving his rap career though, with Oprah's Bank Account featuring Drake and DaBaby. Unfortunately, it flopped big time, especially for a Drake feature, which almost guarantees that you'll have a hit. But somehow, Yachty flipped that, and it peaked at number 89 on Billboard. Remember, it also had a DaBaby feature when he was on his crazy run. So, dang Yachty, really? And Lil Boat 3 sold 30K, the worst he's ever sold. So it was clear, even after he began reinventing himself, his career was just not working out. And this really brings us to where he is currently. Because after this, Yachty hit the switch and completely changed. His red hair dye and beads were gone. He started a nail polish brand, a new rap group called Concrete, collabed with a lot of underground artists and scenes, and he also became best friends with Drake. And then Yachty.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
Out of nowhere was Blessed when a song that he was blackmailed into sending hackers, Poland, blew up as a meme song and unironically became his biggest song since his early career. Then he dropped a psychedelic rap album, which was received very well. However, what's very ironic to me and many other fans is how Yachty has become exactly what he was pitted against in the beginning of his career. You see, Yachty may have been getting a lot of success or more success than he was in the middle of his career. However, this does not mean that he wasn't getting hate. And it seems like no matter what Yachty does, he's always going to be a controversial figure. As Yachty is now calling out younger rappers for not putting in effort in their raps by saying, hip-hop is in a terrible place. The state of hip-hop right now is a lot of imitation. It's a lot of quick, low-quality music being put out. It's a lot less risk-taking. It's a lot less originality. People are too safe now. Everyone is so safe. I'd rather take a risk than take an L. Of course, this was ironic because Yachty came into the game bringing himself as the face of the I make music for fun with no substance movement, and he was now hating on people for doing the same. But overall, will Yachty ever have a song as successful as I Spy, Broccoli, or even culturally relevant as Minnesota or One Night? If we're being honest, probably not. And maybe that's for the best, as the way he's been able to reinvent himself was pretty cool.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.